It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Coming to you from Springfield, Missouri, it's Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, and we are at the campus of Drury University, as this will be game one of two for Northwest as part of the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. This afternoon, the Northwest men are taking on the defending Division II national champions, the Drury University Panthers. Northwest comes into this game with a record of 4-2 and are coached by fifth-year head coach Ben McCollum. On the other side of the court, Drury University is currently 3-0 in the season and are coached by Steve Hester, who is in his 10th season with the school. This is the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, and Drury comes in ranked fourth nationally. So they are definitely, once again, atop of the nation in Division II basketball this season. The first game between Truman State and Cameron wrapped up just a moment ago. Truman State came out victorious 87-67 over Cameron. And for tomorrow, Northwest will be in action here again at 1 o'clock for their second game, and they will be taking on Truman State as Truman just picked up that win against Cameron. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for more pregame coverage. Northwest Missouri State getting set to take on the defending national champions, Drury University. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball. Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Welcome back to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Brent Barnett with you here for the call this afternoon as Northwest getting set to take on the defending Division II national champions, the Drury University Panthers. We are at the O'Reilly Family Event Center here at the campus of Drury University as part of the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. This is the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, and during this stretch at Northwest being involved in it, they have a record of 3-1. For today's game, for Drury, they bring in a bunch of talent, and Cameron Bundy is a guard, and he leads his team in scoring 18.5 points per game, and he also leads this team in assists per game as well with 5.5. Cameron Adams averages 15.3 points per game for this Drury squad and also averages just over two rebounds a game. Drake Patterson, another big force on this Drury University team. He averages just over 11 points a game and leads the team in rebounding with 5 rebounds per game. Now for Northwest Missouri State on the season so far, they come in with a record of 4-2. Just picked up a victory their last game against Peru State at Bearcat Arena. And Dylan Starzl leads the team in scoring so far this year for the Bearcats with just 16.5 points per game. Bryston Williams with 12 points per game. Connor Crooker at 12 points per game as well. And Grant Kozad is just at the 10-point per game mark. From the outside, however, Jordan Ashton, who has come onto the scene as of late, leads the team in three-point percentage at 50%. He's 5-10 so far this season. Zach Schneider, the freshman forward, 42% from the three-point line. And for Northwest, they lead the MIAA as a team in free-throw percentage. They are averaging 77% from the free-throw line so far, and they're led by Connor Crooker at that stat. 95% free-throw shooter is Connor Crooker. So Northwest definitely got their hands full here this afternoon against the defending national champions, Drury University. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll sit down with the head coach of Northwest Missouri State, Ben McCollum. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Retired Northwest Missouri State Band Director Al Circle received the Distinguished Faculty Emeritus Award. Circle says the award means a lot to him.
I'm just a guy that thinks he does his job and does it his very best every day and doesn't look for a lot more beyond that. So this is just really a great joy for me, and my relationship and the time that I spent in Maryville was great, and especially the time there in the university as a professor was fantastic. So it's just really a great joy for me to be able to come and receive this award.
Circle retired from Northwest in 2004 after 23 years as director of bands on the Maryville campus and 37 years teaching overall. He came out of retirement last year to return to Northwest to direct the Bearcat Marching Band. Circle says he enjoyed having the opportunity to lead the band one more time.
It was a really easy transition. There's some great kids there, and certainly people in the athletic department and music department and upper administration were very supportive of helping me in any way I could to survive the semester and make sure the kids did a good job, and they felt good about it so that this year there'd be a band there for someone to be able to take over. So it wasn't a tough decision for me. I think that statement, once you're a Bearcat, you're always a Bearcat, has a lot of meaning to it.
Circle currently lives in Kansas City. Others honored include Dr. Al Cade, who received the Distinguished Alumni Award, Dr. Aaron Johnson, the Distinguished Faculty Award, Cindy Pickrell, the Honorary Alumni Award, Dr. Wayne Wolsey, the Turret Service Award, and Keaton Guess, the Young Alumni Award.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball. Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back into the pregame show as we're getting ready for this afternoon's contest between Northwest Missouri State and Drury University. Right now I'm being joined in by head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. And coach, you know, we've definitely got a big matchup here this afternoon with Drury being the defending national champions.
Yeah, you know, we scheduled this last season. Very excited to come in here. They've got a 26-game win streak, and we'd like nothing more to be able to break that, but it's going to be a tough game to do that in.
You know, coming into this tournament, your team is on a three-game winning streak, and, you know, that's got to be a good feeling, you know, coming into this tournament with that.
Well, I think we've got some confidence from the NAIA teams that we played to where we hit some shots. Also learned quite a bit about the depth of our team, and we've got a little confidence. I don't think it was ever shook. I guess the worst it probably was is when we won by 20 against Peru. But we've got that back, and hopefully we'll get one today.
Now, Coach, you played 6 regular season games so far, and Drury's only played 3. Does that give you any type of an advantage with you having more game time so far?
I think in a close game it can, just because we've been in a few battles with different teams and even been beat and exposed, and I don't think they've been exposed yet and haven't been beat yet. And so, you learn a lot when you get beat, and they haven't experienced that yet.
Now, what are you expecting to see out of Drury today, you know, both on offense and defense?
You know, they want to run up and down the floor and score. They want to score a lot of points. They want to turn you over a bunch. Their objective is to get the game fast, and our objective is to keep it in the half court.
Now, do they have any big playmakers on their team that you're going to have to match up with here today?
You know, I think they do a good job of sharing the ball. I think the guy that they really look towards is their point guard, the Bundy kid, and they've got another kid inside, Cameron Adams, that's pretty good, that's shooting about 75%. So those two are the specific ones. But, again, they haven't really built their offense quite around him yet, partly because they really haven't played anyone yet.
Now, what's going to be the look today here for your team, both offense and defense?
Do what we normally do, try to keep the game in the half court, try to grind it out, try to pound it inside, and then crash the offensive glass. We'll pretty much stay with what we do and hope that that's good enough.
Now, we definitely got a big matchup here today, and Coach, just want to ask one final question. What is going to be the key today, to pull out a victory?
It's if we can keep the game in the half court and pound it inside and impose our will, I think we're going to be okay. If the game starts getting up and down, up into the 80s and 90s, I think we're going to struggle to score with them.
All right, Coach, good luck this afternoon.
Thank you.
That was head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. We'll be right back with tonight's starting lineups. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prenery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Theater Northwest will continue to show Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker until Sunday afternoon, December 8th. The interesting thing about this show is they'll feature puppets instead of people. Associate Theater Professor Amanda Pettifish-Schrog says most of the puppets were made by Northwest students.
The process actually began back in May when a group of students, along with myself and a couple other faculty members, sat down to figure out. We knew very little at that point. We knew we wanted to do the Nutcracker. We knew we were doing it with puppets. And we knew that the show went up in November. And based on that, they came up with a variety of ideas about the best way to construct the narrative and how these different characters would show up on stage.
Pettifish-Schrog says the rehearsal process not only involves figuring out expression, but solving problems.
If we discover, in order to tell this part of the story, the character needs to do this, but the puppet can't physically do that, we have two choices. We can either change the puppet, or we can change how the puppet communicates in that moment. So I think it's a great process.
Pettifish-Schrog says she began working with puppets when she was 4 years old.
It's always a joy to kind of get to go back to familiar territory, but also to figure out new ways of doing things. And it's what I love about puppetry, is that there's never a solution that easily presents itself. Every puppet is different, and it's always a process of trial and error. But that also means that the work is unique, and it's captivating if done well. So it's a great challenge, and that's something I learned working with my family, and I'm thrilled to have the chance to kind of rediscover that with students here.
Pettifish-Schrog adds the show runs just under an hour. All performances will be held in the Studio Theater at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, call 660-562-1321.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back here at Drury University for the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Northwest Missouri State set to take on Drury University. Now for the starting lineups for Drury. Cameron Bundy is a 6'2" sophomore guard out of Nixon, Missouri. Drake Patterson is a 6'4" junior guard out of Blue Springs, Missouri. Lonnie Boga is a 6'3" senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Ian Carter is a 6'6" senior forward out of Fort Smith, Arizona. And Cameron Adams is a 6'5" junior out of Fort Smith, Arizona as well. Now for the starters for your Northwest Missouri State men's Bearcat basketball team. Deshaun Cooper is a 5'8" senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Bryson Williams is a 6-foot senior out of St. Joseph Lafayette High School. Connor Crooker is a 6'2" sophomore out of Overland Park. He went to Blue Valley High School. Kyle Schlake is a 6'10" senior out of Firth, Nebraska, from Freeman High School. And rounding out for Northwest Missouri State, Dylan Starzl is a 6'8" senior center out of Kearney, Missouri. We are getting set for tip-off here. Both teams on the floor getting set, and we are about ready for game time. Northwest has their hands full here this afternoon in this game, jury being the defending Division II national champions. And we are about ready for game time now as they dim the lights here, and we're showing a pump-up video for both teams up on the board. They're really showing respect for both teams here for this Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. It's the third year for, and they're now announcing the starting lineups on the floor. So Northwest coming into this contest 4-2 on the season, coached by Ben McCollum. He's in his fifth year, and you know, Northwest has played really good so far, and they played Peru State. In their last game, they won 83-60. In that game, Deshaun Cooper had 8 points, Bryson Williams had 11, and Dylan Starzl had a good game against Peru State. He had 15 points and also hauled in 8 rebounds. In the first half of that game, Northwest shot 61% from the floor and ended up shooting 85 throughout the rest of the game. They won that game 83-60. So Northwest with a record of 4-2, and Drury University 3-0 on the season. Not as many games so far. That was one thing we talked about with Ben McCollum in the pregame show, was does Northwest have the advantage? And he says, you know, whenever it comes down to the tight games and late situations, you know, Northwest having that experience, that more playing time, 6 games compared to Drury's 3, Northwest might have the edge here today if it comes out to be a close game late in the fourth quarter. Both teams coming on the floor now, getting set for tip-off. Northwest wearing the green uniforms, green jerseys, green shorts, white and black striped socks. And Drury University wearing their white uniforms with red numbers and red stripes. And there's a pretty nice crowd here, packed crowd here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, a beautiful arena here at Drury University. Bleachers surrounding the entire floor. And we are set for tip-off. Both teams now walking on the floor, breaking from their huddles. Dylan Starzl will go into the center circle for Northwest Missouri State. Going to be jumping up against number 23, Ian Carter, who's a 6'6" senior out of Fort Smith, Arizona. Northwest going from our left to our right. And the ball is in the air. And the tip will be controlled by Drury University, going from our right to our left. At running the point, Cameron Bundy. He has it at the top of the key, being guarded by Connor Crooker. Bundy dribbles to the left side, to the left wing, takes a pick, now up to the top of the key in between the circles. Now to the right wing, down low, pass for Ian Carter. Carter driving in, kicks it back out for Lonnie Boga, who drives the lane, now loses the handle on it, stolen by Northwest. Bryson Williams comes up with it, going from our left to our right, goes in for the layup, no good, but will be fouled on the layup shot. He will go to the line shooting too, so Northwest forcing pressure down inside, forcing the turnover. Bryson Williams came up with it, and he will be going to the line shooting 2 free throws. Just getting started here in this ball game. Northwest going from our left to our right. First free throw attempt by Williams is up and good. Northwest with the first lead of the game, 1-0 our score. Second free throw attempt by Williams is up, and it is no good off the back rim. Rebounded by Lonnie Boga. Going from our right to our left is Drury. At the top of the key with the ball is Drake Patterson. Patterson now at the right wing. Bounce pass down low for Carter. Carter, jump shot, fading away, no good. Rebounded by Boggins. Kick out for Drake Patterson for a 3 on the right wing. Shot no good, but rebounded by Drury. And Lonnie Boga puts it back in. 2-1 our score, Drury in front. Now Northwest with the ball. Sean Cooper at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the free throw line to Bryson Williams. Williams back to Cooper at the right wing. Now to Connor Crooker at the left corner. Crooker dribbling up to the top. Now to Sean Cooper to the right wing for Williams. Williams back to the top of the key for Cooper. Now to Crooker at the left wing. Bounce pass inside for Schlake. Schlake being double-teamed. Now kick out to Crooker. Crooker driving in. And now the travel call will be called on Connor Crooker as he was on the left wing trying to
drive inside, but he'll be called for the travel, so a turnover by Northwest. 2-1 our score, 18:45 left in the first half. Bundy now running the point at the top of the key, being guarded by Crooker. Now to the left wing for Lonnie Boga. Bounce pass down low for Bundy. Bundy back out to the left wing for Boga. Now back to Cameron Bundy as he'll skip pass it across the court and he'll throw it away. It's a turnover for Drury University. It's a Northwest with the ball now. Kyle Schlake will inbound down low for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper bringing it up the backcourt. 18:25 left in the first half, just getting underway. Northwest trailing 2-1. Cooper at the top of the key, bounce pass to Williams to the free throw line. Now down inside for Starzl. Starzl at the left block. And he'll be called for a travel, being guarded by Ian Carter. So Dylan Starzl moving just one too many feet there. Turnover by Northwest on consecutive possessions. Bundy at the top of the key now for Drury. Now to the left wing for Cameron Adams. Now to the right corner for Boggins. Boggins being double-teamed. Now a bounce pass inside for Adams as he was cutting, and that layup is good. 4-1 our score. Deshaun Cooper bringing it across the timeline from our left to our right. Now to the right wing for Connor Crooker. Bounce pass inside, and it's stolen by Ian Carter. Fast break the other way, pulling. Cameron Adams just takes it all the way in for a right-handed layup. 6-1 our score. Northwest trailing, 17:36 remaining, and a timeout called by Coach Ben McCollum trying to work things through. We're going to take a quick break as well. Back in 30 seconds, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at the campus of Drury University, Northwest trailing 6-1 with 17:35 left in the first half. Northwest with the ball now at the top of the key with Cooper. Now dish it off, keep it to himself now. Now to the left wing for Bryson Williams. Williams dribbling out to the left corner now. Skip pass cross court for Crooker. Now to Deshaun Cooper at the top of the key. Takes a screen. 2-3 zone being run on defense here by Drury. Deshaun Cooper pulls up from three at the top of the key. That will be good. Deshaun Cooper, a three-point shot. 6-4 our score. Northwest trailing. Drury with the ball now. It's Adams down low. Working on Starzl. Adams goes up with a shot. Right-handed hook. It's good. 8-4 our score. Drury in front. 16:52 left in the first half. Across the timeline now goes Cooper running to point position. Takes a screen from Starzl. Goes to the right wing. Now to Schlake at the top of the key. Back to Cooper. Bounce pass down low for Starzl. Starzl goes in at the right block. And it's good with the lay-in. Starzl's first 2 points of the afternoon. 8-6. Drury in front. Now a turnover quickly here by Drury. Bryson Williams comes up with it, goes for a layup the other way. Layup falls, but they will call Bryson Williams with a charge. So the layup will be no good, wiped off the scoreboard after the charge penalty against Bryson Williams. 8-6 our score. Drury in front, 18:26 left in the first half. Now Drury with the ball at the top of the key. It's Ben Fisher. Fisher now to the left wing for Bundy. Bundy being worked by Crooker. Bundy dribbles 15 foot, pulls up for the jump shot, and that shot will fall. Bundy's first 2 points of the game, 10-6 our score in favor of Drury. Cooper now from our left to our right at the top of the key, holding the ball now for Kozad. Bounce pass inside for Starzl. Starzl at the right block, goes up at the right hook. Shot no good, high off the glass, rebounded by Drury. Cameron Bundy with the ball for Drury to the left wing for Fisher. Fisher now to Cameron Adams in the left corner. Adams now still with the ball at the left wing to Fisher at the top of the key. And now an illegal block will be called against Cameron Adams for Drury. So a turnover here for the Panthers. Northwest will have the ball now. Checking in for the Bearcats is Tyler Funk. He'll check in for Bryson Williams. On the floor for the Bearcats, Deshaun Cooper, Grant Kozad, Connor Crooker, Dylan Stargell, and Tyler Funk. 10-6 our score in favor of Drury. Cooper at the top of the key now, running the point. Takes a screen from Crooker, dribbling left. Goes back now to the top of the key. Goes inside. Kick out to Funk at the left corner. Now to Cooper at the top of the key. Pass inside for Kozad. Down low in the low block. Left hook on its way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Drury, by Ben Fisher. Fisher at the top of the key. Now going inside. As he'll pass it to Ian Carter at the right wing. Back to Fisher. Now to the left corner for Bundy. Bundy, bounce pass inside for Ian Carter. Carter working on Starzl. Right hook on its way from the left block. Shot is good. 12-6, Drury in front. 14:57 left in the first half. Deshaun Cooper running the point. He's at the top of the key. Takes a pick from Kozad. Picks up his dribble. Now pass down low for Kozad at the left block. Kozad being double teamed. Now he's looking to kick it out. Gets Crooker at the left wing. Pulls up from three. 3-point shot good from Connor Crooker. Crooker's first points of the afternoon is a 3-pointer. 12-9 our score in favor of Drury. Bounce pass down low for Cameron, or Ian Carter rather, working on Starzl at the left block. Shot up, no good, rebounded by Starzl. Now it's Connor Crooker going in transition from our left to our right. Kicks it out to the left wing for Funk. Funk back to Starzl at the top of the key. And now back to Funk as he'll reset the play. Drury running a 2-3 zone on defense. Deshaun Cooper the ball at the left wing. Dribbles inside, now comes back to the top of the key. Now back to the left corner for Crooker. Crooker, ball knocked away, but they will call a reach-in foul on Ian Carter. That will be his first. Subs now as Kyle Schlake and Bryson Williams will check in for the Bearcats. And we have a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in 1 minute. Right after this, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Events Center, Northwest Missouri State trailing Drury 12-9 with 13:58 left here in the first half. A part of the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, game two here this afternoon. Truman State defeated Cameron in the first game. Now Northwest with the ball. Connor Crooker at the top of the key. Now Crooker's at the right wing, but a whistle away from the ball will be called. It'll be perhaps against Kyle Schlake. Illegal screen. So Drury with the ball now. Cameron Bundy bringing it up across the timeline in between the circles. Now to Ben Fisher. Fisher in between the circles to the right wing for Bundy. Bundy driving inside, goes up with the left layup, runner good. 14-9 our score, Drury in front. Crooker now bringing the ball to the floor, being pressured, full court press. Crooker down inside at the right low block, going up for a shot. Whistle called, and he was out of bounds. So Drury with the ball now, 14-9 our score in favor of the Panthers. Bundy bringing the ball up the floor for Drury. He's at the left wing. Takes a pick. Dribbles inside. Right in the lane. Righty runner on the way. No good. Rebounded by Grant Kozad for Northwest. And now back to Connor Crooker. He'll run the point. Crooker at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Funk. Funk. Dribbling. Now to Schlake at the top of the key. To the right corner for Crooker. Wide open three-point shot. Shot on its way. And it's good. Nothing but net. Connor Crooker, his second three-point shot here this afternoon. Drury with the ball now at the top of the key with Sean Osler. Osler now at the left wing. He'll pull up from three with a man in his face. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kyle Schlake. So Northwest with the ball going from our left to our right. 14-12 our score. Drury in front. 12:38 left here in the first half. Crooker running the point. Now to Bryson Williams at the top of the key in between the circles. Williams still with the ball. Now to the right wing for Tyler Funk. Funk driving right baseline. Going in hard. Dishes it off to Kozad. Kozad up with the right hook. Shot good. Tie game now. 14 all. Wendell Pierre with the ball now in between the circles. He'll dish it off to Lonnie Boga. Boga drives inside, gives it to Cameron Adams. Adams goes up. He loses handle of the ball, and they'll say it will stay with Drury. Checking in for Northwest Missouri State, Dylan Starzl, Deshaun Cooper, and Matt Wallace. And they'll join on the floor with Grant Kozad and Bryson Williams. Inbounding it from their own side is Drury. Now to the top of the key is Cameron Bundy. Bundy being double-teamed now by Wallace and Dylan Starzl. Starzl knocks it away. Cooper diving after it before the ball goes out of bounds, but it will go off to Sean Cooper and out of bounds, and it will remain with Drury. 14-14 our score. 12:01 left here in the first half. Bundy will inbound it for Drury underneath their own basket. At the top of the key for Sean Osler. Osler to the left wing for Drake Patterson. Patterson driving into the left baseline, being trapped. Now back to the top of the key for Osler. Now to the right wing to Bundy. Bundy driving inside, going with the runner. Shot good, but the foul was on the floor. Shot won't count. Matt Wallace was called with the reach-in foul. That will be his first foul here this afternoon. So shot was no good. Drury will inbound it at the far sideline. Bundy, the point guard, at the top of the key in between the circles. Now to the left wing for Patterson. Patterson, bounce pass inside for Mike Nuelaway. He goes up for the shot, and he'll be fouled. He'll be going to the line shooting two. So Mike Nuelaway is a 6'5" junior forward. He's from Louisville, Texas, getting his first playing action here this afternoon, and he went in for that shot and was fouled. Now he's at the free throw line shooting two. Wellaway's first shot attempt is up and no good off the back rim. Checking in for Northwest is Zach Schneider. He'll come in for Grant Kozad. Schneider is a 6'7" freshman out of Prairie Village, Kansas. 14-14 tie. 11:40 left in the first half. Wellaway getting ready for his second free throw attempt. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Bryson Williams. So 0 for 2 for Nuelaway from the free throw line. Northwest with the ball going from our left to our right in them green uniforms. Cooper at the top of the key now, running the point. Gives it to Matt Wallace at the free throw line. Bounce pass on the low right low block for Starzl. Starzl goes up with the right hook off the glass and good. Northwest takes the lead 16-14 with 11:18 left in the first half. Driving inside is Boga. Boga kicks it out now. Oh, ball turned over. Throwing it away. Zach Schneider comes up with it. Now to Deshaun Cooper running the fast break. He'll give it to Schneider at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Wallace. Out of the left corner for Williams. Driving left baseline is Williams. Rebounded by Starzl. Puts it back up and gets it in. He gets the shot and the foul. The and one situation coming up for Dylan Starzl. Getting the offensive rebound, getting the put back, and the foul. Northwest Missouri State up 18-14, just under 11 minutes remaining here in the first half. Checking in is Deshaun Stark and Cameron Adams for Drury. On the floor for Northwest is Deshaun Cooper, Matt Wallace, Dylan Starzl, Zach Schneider, and Bryson Williams. Starzl's and one free throw attempt on its way and no good off the back rim. Rebounded by Drury. Cameron Bundy with the ball in between the circles. Now to the right wing for Deshaun Stark. Now down low for Mike Nuelaway. He'll be driving in. Kick out to Adams at the top of the key. Now to Drake Patterson at the right wing. Patterson being pressured hard. He'll go down low for Adams. Adams wide open lay-in. Lob pass by Patterson. Gets it in to Cameron Adams. 18-16 our score in favor of Northwest. Northwest with the ball now. Sean Cooper running the point at the top. Takes a pick from Schneider. Goes to the right. Now skip pass across court. Now back to Cooper at the right wing. A 3-2 defense we're seeing here out of Drury. Left corner for Schneider. Three-point attempt is up and no good. Rebounded by Bundy for Drury. Bundy at the top of the key, driving inside. Kicked it to Noelaway. 10-foot jumper on its way at the left corner, and it's good. Tie game, 18-18. Just under 10 minutes left in the first half. Full court press now out of Drury. Schneider gets it across the timeline. Now back to Cooper. Slowing things up now. 3-2 matchup defense. And Cooper goes to the left wing. Ball knocked away by Drury, but it will remain with Northwest. Checking in for the Bearcats is Connor Crooker and Grant Kozad. And we have a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick break. Northwest Missouri State not in front, it's a tie game. 18-18, 9:41 left here in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at Drury University in the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Northwest Missouri State tied up with Drury University, the defending Division II national champions, at 18-18. And so far, for Northwest, Connor Crooker with 2 3-point shots. That gives him 6 points, and he's also right there with Dylan Starzl at the 6-point mark. Starzl 3 of 4 from the field, already has 2 rebounds. And for Drury, Cameron Adams with 6 points. He's the man that everyone talks about that shoots so well from the floor. He's 3 for 3 here this evening, and he shoots 75% from the floor this season. Just an outstanding shooting percentage from Cameron Adams. So now both teams coming out of their timeouts. 18-18 our score. Northwest with the ball now. Inbounding it to Cooper is Wallace. Cooper at the top of the key in between the circles. Goes to the right wing. Now to the right corner for Wallace. Back to Cooper. Now Crooker at the top of the key. Crooker going to the left wing. Back to Cooper. Cooper at the top. Going inside. Driving inside the lane. Dishes off to Kozad. The left block. And the lay-in is good. Great assist by Deshaun Cooper. Northwest in front 20-18. Cameron Bundy with the ball now at the left corner. Bundy going inside. Double team. Goes up for the shot. He will be fouled on the play. He'll be going to the free throw line shooting two. The foul goes on Matt Wallace. So that will be Wallace's second foul for the Bearcats here this afternoon. So Cameron Bundy at the free throw line. He'll be shooting two. First free throw attempt is on its way, and it is no good. Tyler Funk will check in for Northwest. He'll come in for Matt Wallace. Now this season, Drury, not the best free throw shooting team, as we've seen it here this afternoon. Plenty of free throws missed, and they're shooting just 59% as a team so far from the free throw line this year. Second free throw attempt up, and no good from Cameron Bundy. So he misses two there. Northwest with the ball now in front by 2, 20-18. 9 minutes left in the first half. Crooker has it at the right wing. Dishes it down inside the right block for Starzl. Starzl goes up with a strong attempt. The shot is good, and he gets the foul. Dylan Starzl getting the end one. This will be his second one here this afternoon. Starzl with 8 points now. Northwest with the lead 22-18. So Starzl getting ready to shoot this free throw attempt on the end one. Shot attempt is up, and it is no good off the back rim. But it will be knocked away by Kozad and rebounded by Northwest. So Northwest has it. Connor Crooker at the top of the key. Now to Deshaun Cooper at the right wing. Cooper driving inside in the middle. Goes up for the fadeaway shot. Shot no good, but he was fouled before the shot attempt, so the foul was on the floor. Checking in for Drury is Sean Osler. He'll come in for Ian Carter. So Northwest will inbound it from the right sideline in front of the Drury bench. Connor Crooker with the with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Cooper at the right wing. Cooper gives it to Starzl. Back to Cooper. Pulls up from three-point range at the right wing. Shot is good. Deshaun Cooper nails it from outside. 25-18 Northwest in front on the defending Division II national champions. So now a foul will be called on Northwest when Drury was inbounding the ball, trying to push it up the floor. Foul will be called on Tyler Fuck, his first foul. At the top of the key is Cameron Bundy with the ball, being guarded by Deshaun Cooper. Northwest running man-to-man defense. Now to the right wing for Patterson. Patterson bounce pass down low for Adams. Adams kicks it out to the left wing for Bundy. Bundy goes to in between the circles. Bounce pass down low for Adams. Adams goes up, left hook, shot no good, but they'll call a late foul on Grant Kozad. They say Kozad had too much contact. So Cameron Adams will be going to the free throw line for Drury. Northwest in front of Drury, 25-18. With just over 8 minutes left here in the first half. Adams' first free throw attempt on its way, and no good off the back rim. So that is the fifth straight miss from the free throw line for Drury. And that's one aspect of their game that has struggled a lot this season. Just 59% from the free throw line as a team. Zach Schneider will check in for the Bearcats for Grant Kozad. As Kozad picked up his second foul. Adams at the line. His second free throw attempt is up. And it is good. Rattles around the rim and falls. Coming out in a full court press is Drury now. Schneider underneath the basket trying to inbound it. Gives it to Tyler Funk, back to Schneider. Running the press breaker now to Connor Crooker, trying to break it himself. Being triple teamed, throws it cross court to Funk. They got it across the timeline to the left corner for Cooper. Cooper bounce pass down low for Starzl. Starzl going to bring it out to Crooker at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Tyler Funk. Funk coming off a pick. Back to Zach Schneider at the right corner. Driving baseline. Right runner on its way. No good from Schneider. Rebounded by Drury. Cameron Bundy going the other way now with the ball. Now to Drake Patterson at the right wing. Now to the left wing for Osler. Osler back to Bundy at the top of the key. Bounce pass down low for Adams at the right block. Now loses the handle on the ball. It's turned over and picked up by Northwest. Tyler Funk with the steal. Cooper now with the ball in transition. Going from our left to our right. At the top of the key. Dish down low for Starzl. Goes up for the shot and he's fouled. He'll be going to the line shooting too. Great pass by Deshaun Cooper. A wide open Starzl down low as he goes in for the right hook and was fouled. And he is now at the free throw line shooting two. Foul was on Drake Patterson. He picked up his second foul. Starzl at the line. First free throw attempt is on its way. And it's good. 9 points now for Starzl. Checking in for Northwest is Bryson Williams. He'll come in for Connor Crooker. Mike Noelaway will come in for Drury. As well as Ben Fisher. Starzl at the line. Second free throw attempt is on its way. And good. Nothing but net. 10 points for Starzl here. 7:22 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 27-19, over the division, the reigning Division II national champions. Now bounce pass inside for Ian Carter at the right block. He'll pull up with a fadeaway 5-foot shot, no good. Rebounded by Cooper for Northwest. He'll be going the other way. Cooper at the top of the key gets a pick from Starzl, going inside now. Dishes it off to Bryson Williams back at the top. Now back to Cooper at the right wing. Now Williams at the ball at the top. He'll pass it down low for Starzl. Back to Williams. Now to Tyler Funk at the top of the key. To the right wing for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper driving in. Kicks it to Schneider at the right wing. Back to Cooper. 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Cooper at the top. Driving inside. Kicks it to Starzl. He pulls up from 10 feet with the jumper. Shot good from Dylan Starzl at the left corner. 12 points for Dylan Starzl. 29-19 Northwest in front. Drury with the ball now. Ian Carter at the right block. Bounce pass going for Mike Noelaway, and he will be fouled. A reach-in foul will be called on Tyler Funk. Second foul on Tyler Funk here this afternoon, and so Connor Crooker will come in the game for him. So Northwest Missouri State up 29-19. 10-point margin for the defending national champions, the Drury University Panthers. 6:23 left here in the first half, and Mike Noelaway is at the free throw line. He's going to be shooting two. Also checking in for Northwest is Jordan Ashton. First free throw attempt is up and good from the Weatherway. Our score in favor of the Bearcats. The Weatherway getting set. Second free throw attempt is up, and it is no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Starzl for Northwest. Running the point for the Bearcats is Connor Crooker. He's across the timeline now in between the circles, dribbling to the right wing. Now to Bryston Williams near the free throw line. Pass inside for Starzl. Down in the low block, goes up for the hard shot, and he'll be fouled. Starzl will once again be going back to the free throw line, shooting two. Just over 6 minutes left here in the first half. Northwest in front, 29-20. Starzl back at the line. His first free throw attempt is up, and it is good. 13 points for Dylan Starzl. Northwest with the 10-point margin now. Starzl's second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Nothing but net. 14 points for Dylan Starzl, and we have a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout coming your way. Northwest Missouri State in front, 31-20. We'll be right back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back out here at the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic at Drury University in Northwest Missouri State, playing the host Drury, and they are up 31-20. Drury being the defending Division II national champions. Northwest got to be feeling pretty good right now with an 11-point cushion. Now Drury with the ball going from our right to our left. Bundy at the top of the key running the point. He's their big scoring threat. Now to the left corner for Wendell Pierre. Pierre going inside. Now to the right block. Goes up at the right hook, and the shot is good from Wendell Pierre. Pierre's first 2 points here this afternoon. Now Connor Crooker running the point guard position. And he'll be fouled on a reach-in call by Cameron Bundy. So Connor Crooker will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. Northwest in front, 31-22. 5:39 left here in the first half. The 1-1 shot by Crooker on its way and good. Here we go, let's go, come on. Crooker getting set for his second free throw attempt out of the 1-1 situation. Shot is up, and it is good as well. Northwest shooting good from the free throw line here this afternoon. They lead the MIAA in free throw percentage as a team. Bundy at the top of the key for Drury, being trapped by two defenders, and he throws the ball away. Northwest force another turnover, and they'll have the ball. Great defensive pressure up top by Connor Crooker and Zach Schneider. On the floor for the Bearcats is Crooker and Schneider, as well as Jordan Ashton, Bryston Williams, and Kyle Schlake. Northwest with the ball from our left to our right. Crooker at the top of the key in between the circles. Crooker will take a screen from Schlake. He'll dish it to Schlake. Now to the left wing for Williams. Williams driving inside. Goes up with the runner. Shot no good. High off the glass. Rebounded by Schneider for Northwest. So Northwest will remain with the ball. Great hustle by Zach Schneider, the freshman. Bryston Williams with the ball. Now he'll give it to the Crooker at the right wing. Crooker driving inside down the middle of the lane. Goes up with the lefty lay-in. No good. Rebounded by Boga for Drury. And now Boga will dish it across court. Nearly throws it away, but it's recovered by Wendell Pierre. Pierre now has the ball. He'll give it to Mike Nuelaway. Now to the right wing, back to Boga. Now to Ian Carter. Carter bounce pass down low, and he'll throw the ball away. Turned over. Connor Crooker comes up with the steal. Crooker with the ball now. Northwest in front by 11, 33-22. 4:30 left here in the first half. Schneider at the right corner. Back to Williams at the left wing. Now Jordan Ashton with the ball at the top of the key. over to the right wing, out to the right corner for Bryson Williams. Williams driving inside, goes up with the runner, shot good off the glass. Bryson Williams getting 2 points, Northwest in front, 35-22. Ian Carter with the ball down low in the left block, working on the freshman Schneider, now being double teamed by Schlake as well, throws the ball away and turned over. Zach Schneider with the steal. Another turnover forced by this Northwest team, and they have some high pressure defense here so far. So Connor Crooker with the ball now at the top of the key in between the circles. Gets a screen from Schlake. Crooker to the left wing for Jordan Ashton. Ashton pump fakes. He's going to go up for the three-point shot, but then pulls it back. Now picks up a dribble. Skip pass cross court for Williams at the right wing. Now to Crooker to reset the offense in between the circles. Crooker coming off a screen. Dribbling inside. Goes up for the shot attempt. Shot will fall, but they will say a foul before the shot. So wipe that bucket off, but he will be going to the free throw line. And now a timeout will be called on the floor. And we're going to take a quick break as well. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Northwest Missouri State in front, 35-22, with 3:25 left here in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
35-22 our score. Northwest Missouri State with the lead over the defending Division II national champions, the Drury University Panthers, here at the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, the third annual year of this tournament at the O'Reilly Family Event Center in Northwest Missouri State. Coming out with some high-pressure man-to-man defense. They're double-teaming post down low and forcing many turnovers so far. And Drury already with 9 turnovers as a team. Northwest forcing the 9 turnovers, so great defense by this Bearcat squad. Connor Crooker is at the free throw line in the double bonus. And he was fouled on a reach-in call, so he's in the double bonus now. First free throw attempt from Crooker is up, and it's good. 9 points now for Connor Crooker. Second free throw attempt on its way. No good. Off the back rim. Northwest with the lead, 36-22. Cameron Bundy at the top of the key. Now to the left wing. For Ben Fisher. Fisher goes in with the lefty lay-in. Shot no good. Rebounded by Osler for Drury. He gets the ball, but he will be fouled by Northwest. A foul will be called against Dylan Starzl. Starzl's first foul here this afternoon, and at the free throw line is Sean Osler. He's a 6'5" junior out of Janie, Kansas. First free throw attempt is up, and it is no good. Northwest in front, 36-22. 3:12 left here in the first half. Osler's second free throw attempt is up, and it is good. Northwest up by 13. Full court pressure now from Drury. Northwest gets the ball in. Kozad with it in the backcourt. Kozad now to Starzl. Kozad back to Kozad, trying to get the ball across. Getting close to that 10-second mark. Gets it to Cooper, and he gets it across the timeline. So Sean Cooper now to the left corner for Jordan Ashton. Back to Cooper at the left wing. Cooper dribbles over to the right wing. Gives it to Jordan Ashton at the free throw line. Back to Cooper at the right wing. Gets a screen from Kozad. Driving is Cooper. Goes inside. Dishes it off to Ashton at the left wing. Goes up in the lay-in. No good. Rebounded by Grant. Kozad put back is good by Kozad. 38-23 our score. Bearcats in front. Bundy at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Deshaun Stark. Stark being double-teamed now, and a foul will be called. Whistle blown. It will be on Deshaun Cooper. Cooper picks up the foul and going to the free throw line for the 1-1 is Ben Fisher. First foul of the afternoon for Deshaun Cooper. Checking in for Drury now is Wendell Pierre. He'll come in for Deshaun Stark. for Northwest so far. Dylan Starsville, 14 points leading the way for the Bearcats, and right behind him is Connor Crooker with 9 points. Leading the scoring for Drury University is Cameron Adams. He has 7 points. He's 3 for 3 from the floor. Now Ben Fisher at the free throw line. First shot attempt is up on the 1-1, and it's good. 2:26 left in the first half. Northwest in front, 38-24 over the defending Division II national champions. Fisher's second shot attempt is up and good. Northwest in front by 13. Kozad inbounding it now. Full court pressure. He gets it to Cooper. Cooper now to the left side for Crooker. Crooker dribbling himself now back to Cooper. Skip pass to Jordan Ashton to the right wing across the timeline now. Now back to Crooker to set up the offensive play. 3-2 matchup zone being forced here by this Drury defense. Crooker still at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside for Connor Crooker at the left block. Goes up for the shot. He'll be fouled. Going up for the shot attempt, so he'll be going to the line shooting two. Deion Pettigrew picks up the foul for Drury. So Connor Crooker at the free throw line shooting two. 38-25 our score, Northwest in front. Just over 2 minutes left here in the first half. And now it looks as if a timeout will be called on the floor. So not quite sure what's going on, but there's a short timeout on the floor. Now they're calling the players back on. So 2:04 left here in the first half. Northwest in front, 38-25. We'll keep it right here. And, you know, so far, leading the way for the Bearcats, Dylan Starzl, 14 points and 3 rebounds. Connor Crooker with 9 points and 2 rebounds. Now he's back at the free throw line. He'll be shooting 2. Deshaun Cooper has 6 points. Bryson Williams with 3. And Grant Kozad with 4 points. And that's where we stand with the 38 points for Northwest Missouri State. Drury on the other side with 25 points. 7 coming from Cameron Adams, 4 from Ian Carter. 4 from Cameron Bundy, who is their leading scorer. Now that's the main thing. They've kept Cameron Bundy from getting any shots up here this afternoon, and Cameron Bundy leads this Drury team in scoring with 18.5 points per game. So great stat line there for this Northwest defense, showing the hustle and getting defenders in the face of Cameron Bundy so he can't get any shots off. Now Bundy also leads this team in assists with 5.5 per game, and he hasn't had much assists either. So far, Northwest shooting 62% from the field as a team, and 59% for Drury University. So we have a little break in the action here. Team still on the sidelines. Not quite sure what's going on, but the officials have both teams coming over. So we're actually going to take a quick break. We will be back in 30 seconds. Northwest Missouri State in front, 38-25. Back in 30 seconds right here on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at the campus of Drury University. And while we have time, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, Northwest Missouri State in front, 38-25. And Connor Crooker will now go to the free throw line, shooting 2, as he was fouled going up for the shot attempt. He was fouled by Deion Pettigrew. Both teams back on the floor after the break in the action. Looks like perhaps there's something on the floor. There's someone out there wiping it up with a towel, but now we're ready to go.
Two shots
coming from Crooker here. He's got 9 points so far. First free throw attempt is up, and it is off the front of the rim and no good. Crooker now getting set for his second free throw attempt. Shot is up, and it is good.
39-25, Northwest in front by 14. 2 minutes left here in the first half. Wendell Pierre with the ball now. Back to Cameron Bundy at the top of the key, being double-teamed, and it will be nearly stolen by Northwest. But Drury comes up with it. Wendell Pierre at the right wing with the ball for Drury. Three-point shot on its way from the right corner from Bogut. Shot no good, rebounded by Drury. Now shot put back no good, but rebounded by Jordan Ashton for Northwest. So the Bearcats have the ball. 1:38 left here in the first half. 39-25, Northwest in front. Deshaun Cooper with the ball at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Crooker. Crooker driving inside. Pulls up with a 10-foot jumper. Shot no good off the rim. Rebounded by Drury. Cameron Bundy with the ball. He'll come up the right side of the floor. Going inside. Goes hard. And he will be fouled on the play by Jordan Ashton. Jordan Ashton picks up the foul, so that's his first foul this afternoon. And Cameron Bundy, the Drury's leading scorer, is going to the free throw line. Bundy's a 6'2" sophomore this year out of Nixa, Missouri. 39-25, our score. Bearcats in front. Now another break in the action here. They're bringing Cameron Bundy off the floor, perhaps some... Looks like he may have some blood on him that they're going to try to wipe off. Now there's another break in the action here. Both teams still on the floor here, but they pull Bundy off to the right sideline. Now they have the trainer wiping stuff off of the nose of Cameron Bundy. Perhaps he got hit as he was going up with that shot. So Northwest Missouri stayed up by 14 with 1:20 left here in the first half over the defending Division II national champions, the Drury University Panthers, and it's been quite a game here so far in the first half. Northwest defense showing high pressure, double-teaming guards at the top of the key, and also double-teaming down low as well, forcing turnovers as they've forced over 9 turnovers here so far. And now Bundy coming back on the floor, and he will be going to the free throw line shooting 2. So Cameron Bundy at the free throw line. Drury, not a good free throw shooting team, 59% this year. First free throw attempt is up by Bundy, and it is good. Five points now for Cameron Bundy. His second shot will be on its way, and it is good as well. 6 points for Cameron Bundy, and Northwest with the lead, 39-27, up by 12. Full court pressure now by Drury. Kozad with the ball in the backcourt. Now to Connor Crooker, and Kozad throws the ball away. Boga comes up with the steal. Boga going inside. Goes up for the shot attempt. Shot is good, and the foul. Foul by Grant Kozad, and Boga gets the lay-in plus one. Third foul on Grant Kozad here in the first half. So going to the free throw line is Lonnie Boga shooting one, and Bryson Williams will now come into the game for Northwest. He will check in for Jordan Ashton. Correction, that was the second foul on Grant Kozad so far. Boga at the line, shooting one. Free throw attempt is up and good. Five points now for Lonnie Boga. 39-30, Northwest Missouri State with the lead with just over 1 minute left here in the first half. Bryston Williams with the ball now being pressured. Gets it to Connor Crooker in the middle of the floor. Now he's across half court. Crooker being pressured again. Now they did get the ball across, and now they'll slow things up. Cooper with the ball at the right wing. Get a screen from Starzl. Now to the left corner for Crooker. Kick out. Three attempt up. No good. Rebounded by Starzl at the right block. Starzl goes up for the shot. Shot is good by Dylan Starzl. 16 points for Starzl. 41-30 our score. 45 seconds left in the first half. Now at the top of the key is Fisher, and Fisher will pull up for three. Shot is good from Ben Fisher, the three-point shot. 41-33, our score. Full court pressure now by Drury, and the Northwest will have to call a timeout before the five-second call. So timeout on the floor by Northwest Missouri State. We're going to take a quick break as well. Northwest Missouri State in front, 41-33. We'll be back in 30 seconds right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
41-33 our score. Northwest and Missouri State with the lead. 30 seconds left here in the first half. Northwest getting set to inbound it from Drury's side of the floor. Full court pressure applied. Trying to inbound it still. Bryston Williams down low. Gets the ball inside for Kozad. And he will throw the ball away and it will stay with Drury. So the full court pressure paying off here nearing the end of the first half here for Drury. As they've shortened the gap, Northwest leads by 8. Now from the left corner, inbounding is Drury. They'll get it into Ben Fisher at the top of the key. Fisher with the ball. Now to the left wing for Boga. Boga pulls up from 3. Shot no good. Rebounded by Drury. It's Fisher. Now a pass down low, and it will be turned over and stolen by Deshaun Cooper. 13 seconds left, and Cooper getting set to take the final shot here. 9 seconds now on the clock. Cooper at the top of the key, dribbling. Cooper makes a little move. Now dribbling inside. 4 seconds on the clock. Cooper makes a spin. Gives it to Williams. Williams pulls up from 3. Shot is good at the buzzer. Bryston Williams for 3. What a play. What a magnificent play. 44-33 will be our score going into halftime. Northwest Missouri State with the lead. What a shot by Bryston Williams coming up in the clutch right at the buzzer. Northwest with double digits with their margin, with the lead. We will be back in 30 seconds for the halftime report right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Come on now! Let's go! Come on now! Let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Scoring for the first half.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at Drury University as part of the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. And it's halftime at Northwest Missouri State with an 11-point lead, 44-33 over the defending Division II national champions, the Drury University Panthers. And for Northwest Missouri State, most of the scoring coming from the two guys, Dylan Starzl with 16 points so far for Northwest and also has 4 rebounds, and Connor Crooker with 10 points for the Bearcats and 2 rebounds. And so far, you know, the defense for Northwest Missouri State been very high pressure. They've been running man-to-man defense throughout the entire first half. And there, with about 5 minutes remaining or so, they really started double-teaming players with the ball, especially at the top of the key and down low in the low blocks. We saw many times when Cooper and Connor Crooker would come over and double-team a point guard at the top of the key and come up with the big steal. And so far, Northwest has forced 10 turnovers as a team in this half so far. For Drury University, Cameron Adams leading the scoring with 7 points. And he's played 12 minutes so far. Cameron Bundy is the leading scorer on the season for this Drury University squad. He's averaging 18.5 points per game, but only 6 points here in the first half. He's only gotten 4 shot attempts. And from the free throw line, this is where it gets interesting, is that from the free throw line, Northwest is shooting 64%. And they lead the MIAA conference as a team in free throw percentage. Now, Drury University, 8 of 15 from the free throw line here in the first half. Only 53% from the line. And, you know, as a team, that is, you got to have better free throw shooting than that. So, Northwest with the lead, 44-33. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Northwest Missouri State here at halftime with the lead, 44-33. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at the campus of Drury University, halftime here, Northwest with the lead 44-33 at halftime, and just a great performance overall for Northwest, you know, considering they are playing the defending Division II national champions in Drury University. And Drury has struggled at times here in the first half, and they kind of made a little comeback here. They were down by 8 with just over a minute to go, but Northwest able to cap off with a Bryston Williams three-point shot at the buzzer to make the margin 11 points, so we stand 44-33. And right now, Drury University struggling from the field. They're shooting 12 of 23. And from the outside, they're only shooting 20% as a team. So they have one three-pointer so far. That came from Ben Fisher there late in the first half. So he's the only one that's made a three-point shot. Lonnie Boga's missed 2 three-pointers, as well as Sean Osler. He's missed one. And Drake Patterson has missed one as well. So let's go down the stat line for Northwest Missouri State so far. Deshaun Cooper with 6 points, also 1 rebound and 3 assists for Northwest. Bryston Williams with 6 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and also 2 steals. That's one thing. Northwest has 7 steals as a team. Connor Crooker with 10 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Kyle Schlenk with no points, but also has a rebound. Dylan Starzl leading the scoring for Northwest Missouri State with 16 points, 4 rebounds. He's 6 of 7 from the floor and also 4 of 6 from the free throw line for the Bearcats. He also has 1 assist. And then Grant Kozad rounding out the scoring chart for Northwest Missouri State. He's played 10 minutes so far and has 6 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and he also has 1 block. So Northwest, 7 steals as a team. They forced 10 turnovers, but Northwest also has 8 turnovers of their own. So Drury also forcing 8 turnovers. Now for Drury, Cameron Bundy, the leading scorer of this team on the season with 18.5 per game. 6 points so far, 3 rebounds. He's 2 of 4 from the floor and also has 1 assist. He also leads this team in assists per game with 5.5 per game. Drake Patterson has played 11 minutes so far. No points, but 1 rebound and 1 assist. He's only shot 1 time here this afternoon. Lonnie Boga is a senior on this squad. He has 5 points so far, 4 rebounds, 1 steal. And he is 2 of 4 from the field and 1 of 1 from the free throw line, but he's also missed 2 3-pointers. Ian Carter for Drury with 4 points, 1 assist, and 1 steal. Cameron Adams, the most points so far with 7 points. He's 3 of 3 from the floor, and he's also one of the top shooters this season. He was 17 of 20 coming into the game, so a high percentage for Cameron Adams on the season. And he's played 12 minutes so far. Mike Nwelleway with 3 points and 2 rebounds. Wendell Pierre picked up 2 points late in the first half. He's only played 7 minutes. 1 point out of Sean Osler. That was a free throw attempt. And Ben Fisher with 5 points. He's played 11 minutes and also picked up 2 rebounds. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Northwest Missouri State with the lead at halftime, 44-33. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back here at the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, and Northwest has been a part of this since it started, and their record in this tournament is 3-1 coming into today. They're trying to improve their record to 4-1 here this afternoon, and they're coming off on the right foot so far. They are playing the defending Division II national champions, Drury University, who is playing host of this tournament. And they are up 44-33, an 11-point cushion, and were actually up as much as 14 at one point in the first half. It's been quite a first half for Northwest Missouri State, 44 points, and they are up by 11. Now we're getting ready for the second half of play. Both teams still not on the floor yet, still in the locker room going over discussions. But it'll be interesting to see how Northwest comes out here in the second half. They had high-pressure defense all throughout the first half with man-to-man defense and a lot of double-teaming. And it'll be interesting to see if Coach McCollum keeps that in progress, you know, because it was working. It was working down low. They couldn't get any shot attempts down low. The only times they did was back whenever they get a screen on the backside and have a backside lay-in off a skip pass. But so far, Northwest with great defense and holding the division, the reigning Division II national champs, to only 33 points here in the first half. For Drury, they're going to have to get some shooting going on offense. So far, 12 of 23, they've only gotten 23 shot attempts up. And from the free throw line, they're 8 of 15. 53% from the free throw line in the first half. And as a team of their caliber, you've got to shoot better from the free throw line if you expect to come out with wins, especially against, you know, great opponents, as we have a lot of great opponents here in this tournament throughout the weekend. Now, team-wise, Northwest in the first half shot 15 of 25, 60% from the field. From the outside, from the three-point range, they were 5 of 7, which is 71%. You know, and those came from Deshaun Cooper. He had two of them. He was 2 for 2. Bryson Williams hit the big one at the buzzer right at halftime to increase the lead to 11. Connor Crooker is 2 for 3 from the outside. And the only other three-point shot attempt came from Zach Schneider, and he missed that one. He's 0 for 1 from the outside. Now for Drury University as a team, from the field, they are shooting 12 of 23. They're 52%. From the outside, 1 of 5, 20%. And from the free throw line, as we said just a little bit ago, 8 of 15, 53%. Now, Drury is coached by Steve Hessler, and so far, Hessler is in his 10th year with Drury. He got the national championship last year, and he currently stands at 198 victories as a coach here at Drury. So throughout this tournament this weekend, I'm sure, you know, he's wanting to get a win here today and tomorrow to get that 200 win mark. There's been quite a discussion around here, you know, and a lot of the handouts that we've seen, that a lot of people supporting Steve Hessler trying to get that 200th win. But Northwest trying to keep that from happening this weekend as they are up by 11 here at halftime. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. Northwest Missouri State up 44-33 at halftime. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Events Center for the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, Northwest Missouri State University with the lead 44-33 over Drury University, who's playing host of the tournament. It's the third year of this tournament here at Drury University, and it's a beautiful arena and a packed crowd here actually here this afternoon, as game one was Truman State against Cameron. Truman State got the victory in that game against Cameron. And some other stats for you here throughout the first half was the rebounds. Northwest out-rebounded Drury, 15-13. Excuse me. Drury had 15 rebounds, Northwest with 13. Now, Drury is a team that coming into this game, over 43 rebounds as a team per game, and this is a great stat there. And they've held them to 15 rebounds here so far in the first half. Six of them were on the offensive side, Northwest with 5 offensive rebounds. On the defensive side, Drury with 9 defensive rebounds, and Northwest Missouri State with 8 defensive rebounds. Both teams are back onto the floor, now warming up. Is it just under 2 minutes left here before we're getting set to get ready to go here in the second half. Both teams going over their warm-ups. Both coaches now back onto the floor. I'm sure they definitely getting amped up here for the second half, trying to pull out all they can to both teams trying to get wins. You can imagine Drury University going to try to do everything to get more scoring on the board. Only 33 points here so far in the first half. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now, let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, getting ready here to start the second half of play. As both teams are starting to take the floor, on the floor for the Bearcats to start the second half is Deshaun Cooper, Connor Cooker, Bryson Williams, Kyle Schlake, and Dylan Starzl, the starters for the game. And on the floor for Drury University, Cameron Bundy running the point, Lonnie Boga, as well as Ian Carter, Cameron Adams, and Drake Patterson. Northwest will have the ball here to start the second half. They're going from our right to our left, and we are ready for second half of play. Deshaun Cooper with the ball now. He'll bring it up in between the circles. He's at the top of the key now, running the point. Cooper picks up his dribble. Now to Bryson Williams at the top of the key. Now to Connor Crooker at the left wing. Crooker skip pass to Cooper at the top of the key. Now back to Crooker. He hands it off. Crooker at the top. Now to Bryson Williams. Back to Cooper. Cooper at the left wing. Gets a screen. Driving inside. Goes up for a shot. No, now he passes it out. Kick to the corner for Williams. Williams driving right baseline. Now dishes off to Schlake down low. Schlake goes up for the shot. It will be blocked by Ian Carter. Drury with the ball. Cameron Bundy going the other way. Going inside for the shot attempt. And the lay-in is good by Cameron Bundy. Drury getting the first scoring here in the second half. Up Northwest up 44-35. Deshaun Cooper at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Connor Crooker. Crooker now dribbling to the top. Now dishes it down low for Schlake. Schlake goes inside. Pump fake up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Starzl. And the putback is good by Dylan Starzl. 18 points now for Dylan Starzl. Cameron Bundy with the ball for Drury. Now to the left wing for Boga. Boga dribbling inside. Pass inside for Carter. Kick out for Patterson at the right wing. Shot up for the three attempt. No good, but a foul will be called on the play away from the ball down low as it will be called on Dylan Starzl. It will be the second foul on Starzl, and now Grant Kozab will check into the game for Northwest. He'll come in for Kyle Schlake.
Number 45, Grant Kozab.
46-35, Northwest in front. Just getting underway here in the second half. Drury inbounding it underneath their own basket. Now to Patterson at the left wing. Now to the right wing for Bundy. Bundy pulls up from three. Shot up and no good off the back rim. But rebounded by Deshaun Cooper for Northwest. Cooper with the ball now in between the circles. Now he'll go to the right wing for Bryson Williams. Bryson comes off a pick. Now to the left corner for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper driving left baseline. Goes up high. Kicks it out to Williams. Pulls up from three at the top of the key. Shot no good. And a fight for the ball now, and Williams comes up with a rebound. So Cooper with the ball at the top of the key. He'll dish it down inside for Grant Kozad, and Kozad will be fouled by Cameron Adams with the foul, rather than called a hold foul. That will be the third foul of the afternoon on Cameron Adams. So Northwest will inbound the ball down low underneath their own basket. Running a stack formation. Bryson Williams inbounding the ball. He'll give it in down low for Starzl. Now back to Williams. He goes inside for the shot. Shot no good. Knocked away. And Northwest will come up with the basketball to Sean Cooper at the top of the key after the miss. Cooper drives inside. Jump stops, goes in hard at the right side for the lay-in. Shot no good. Rebounded by Drury. Now Cameron Bundy going the other way. Going block to block. Going all the way. And the lay-in is good. And he'll get the foul. So Cameron Bundy gets the lay-in going block to block. And he is fouled. And will be shooting one. 9-point lead for Northwest. 46-37 our score with 17:50 left here in the first half. Bundy's free throw attempt is on its way, and it is no good. Rebounded by Grant Kozak for Northwest. Cooper now with the ball coming up the left side of the floor from our right to our left. In between the circles now. Dribbling to the right wing. Now to Bryson Williams at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Crooker. Crooker. Back to Cooper. Now back to Crooker at the left wing. Bounce pass inside for Kozak. Kozak goes up with the left hook, and the shot will roll in. 2 points for Grant Kozad. 48-37 our score. Northwest up by 11. Bundy running the point guard position. Loses the handle and it will be stolen by Grant Kozad. So Deshaun Cooper with the ball now for Northwest after Bundy lost the handle on the ball. He's in between the circles. He'll dish it off to Bryson Williams at the left corner. Now to Connor Crooker at the top of the key. Now to Dylan Starzl at the right low block. Starzl working on Ian Carter. Kicks it out to Cooper at the left wing. Bounce pass inside. Now a handoff to Cooper. He's down low. And Cooper trying to get it in to Dylan Starzl. And it will be tipped and knocked away by Drury. So it will remain with Northwest. Now checking in for Northwest is Matt Wallace. He'll come in for Bryson Williams. And Mike Nuelowe will come in for Drury. Northwest will inbound underneath their own basket. It is Matt Wallace inbounding the ball. He'll just clear it out to the top of the key to Connor Crooker. Now to the left wing for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper driving inside. Kicks it out to the left corner for Crooker. Crooker pulls up from three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bundy for Drury. Now Deshaun Cooper going after the ball, and he'll be called for a foul. So a foul on Deshaun Cooper. It will be a blocking foul. He was going after the ball from Cameron Bundy. Second foul on Deshaun Cooper this afternoon. Bundy now running the point for Drury. He's at the left wing. Comes up to the center of the circle. And now drives in, and a foul will be called on Dylan Starzl. Dylan Starzl called for the blocking foul. Now Bryson Williams will check into the game for Deshaun Cooper. As well as Kyle Schlake will come in now, and he will check in for Dylan Starzl, who just picked up his third foul. Northwest in front, 48-37. Inbound now to Cameron Bundy at the right corner. He pulls up from three. Shot no good, but rebounded by Grant Kozad for Northwest. Matt Wallace now running the point guard position for the Bearcats. On the floor for the Cats, Wallace, Crooker, Schlake, Williams, and Kozad. Lob pass inside for Kozad in the center of the block, and the lay-in is good from Kozad. Northwest in front, 50-37. Fisher with the ball now for Drury. Now to the left corner for Bundy. Bundy dribbling up. Now driving left baseline. He's trapped now. Throws it out to the top of the key for Adams. Adams throws the ball away, and it's stolen by Matt Wallace. Matt Wallace comes up with the steal on the throwaway by Cameron Adams. Wallace will keep the ball running the point position. He's in between the circles. Now to the right wing for Connor Crooker. Crooker back to the top of the key for Kozad. Now back to Wallace. Wallace to the left wing for Williams. Williams driving baseline. Shot attempt up and no good. It will go to Drury. The ball rolled out of bounds, but they say it was tipped by Northwest. Wendell Pierre checks into the game for Drury. He'll come in for Drake Patterson. Pierre's a 6'2" junior out of Port Arthur, Texas. Northwest in front, 50-37, 15:28 left here in the first half, or in the second half, rather. At the top of the key is Pierre with the ball, being guarded by two Northwest defenders. Bounce pass inside now for Noelaway, and it will be a kickball foul. Drury will inbound it underneath their own basket, trailing by 13. Adams at the left corner now to the top of the key for Bundy. Bundy to the right wing to Pierre. Pierre with the ball. Bounce pass into the low block to Adams. Adams goes up with the left hook, and the shot is good. Two more points for Cameron Adams. 50-39, our score, Northwest in front. Northwest gets the ball across the timeline. Jordan Ashton has checked into the game for Northwest. Wallace with the ball at the top of the key. Gets a pick from Kozad. Dribbling left. Now to the right wing for Ashton. Ashton being guarded by Bundy. Now to the left wing for Bryson Williams. Williams to the top of the key for Wallace. Wallace, bounce pass down low for Kozad. Kozad shot attempt up. No good. It will stick in between the rim and backboard, so the ball is stuck up there. And so it'll be a jump ball, and the possession arrow goes to Drury. And we have a timeout on the floor. Northwest Missouri State in front, 50-39. And so there's 14:34 left here in the second half of play. Northwest coming out, more high-powered, strong defense, really high pressure. They're double-teaming still, as we saw them do in the first half. So they lead 50-39 with 14:34 here left in the ball game. Drury University already with six more points coming out of the half. They had 33 at halftime, and they had problems in the first half with getting shots up, and so far here in the second half not having as much of a problem, as now they are shooting. They have six shot attempts up here so far in the second half and have hit three of them, so they're 50%. Northwest already with 10 shot attempts here in the second half, and they're 3 of 10, 30% from the floor to start the second half, and they've missed 2 3-pointers as well. No free throw shot attempts so far for Northwest here in the second half to start it. Both teams at their benches working over some things here in their timeouts. Now both teams will come back onto the floor. Northwest in front, 50-39. This is the third annual Comfort Inn, the Thanksgiving Classic here at Drury University. Northwest with a record of 3-1 in this tournament so far, trying to improve that record to 4-1 here this afternoon. So Drury will have the ball now, going from our left to our right. Cameron Bundy running the point guard position. Bundy at the top of the key, being double teamed now. He'll throw it to the left wing for Carter. Carter, bounce pass inside. Back to Carter. He pulls up from 15 feet. Jumper is good for Ian Carter. 50-41, our score now, full court pressure, and it's broken easily. Matt Walsh with the ball now coming in the backcourt. Goes up for the shot attempt. Shot is up. No good, but they will say the foul perhaps was before the shot. And yes, they will inbound it underneath on the baseline, underneath Northwest basket. Shot. Foul came before the shot. Now Wallace will inbound it. He'll give it to Jordan Ashton up at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Matt Wallace. Wallace inside for Schlake. Schlake goes up with the shot, lays it in. 2 points for Kyle Schlake there. 52-41, Northwest in front. Now a steal by Kozad. He throws it in the backcourt for Wallace. Wallace goes up with the lay-in, and it's good. Matt Wallace with 2 points there after the steal from Kozad. And now a timeout will be called on the floor by Drury University. 13-point lead now for Northwest. 54-41 our score with 13:45 left here in the rest of this ballgame. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at Drury University. Northwest in front going into this timeout. 54-41 our score, a 13-point cushion. Has a big momentum swing here after they get 2 points on the dish to Kyle Schlake, but he had a right hook and an easy lay-in. And then right on the next possession, quickly, Northwest forces the turnover. Kozad came up with the steal and gave it to Matt Wallace, who went in with the right-handed layup untouched. So a big momentum swing, and So Drury had to take a timeout. 54-41 our score. 13:45 left here in the ballgame. Drury will inbound it in front of their own bench, going from our left to our right. Now the officials discussing some things amongst themselves. A little break in the action here. And now they're going to have...
Let's go.
I think there might be some more blood on the floor. They're getting the towel out. We've seen quite a bit of that so far. So now they will inbound it. Cameron Adams with the ball now gives it to Wendell Pierre. He's at the top of the key, being guarded by Jordan Ashton from Northwest. Now to Drake Patterson. Patterson at the top of the key. Gives it to Adams. Now to the right corner for Pierre. Pierre with the ball. Being double-teamed now. Being double-teamed and... A foul will be called on Northwest, Jordan Ashton. So that will be Jordan Ashton's third foul. 54-41 our score. Northwest in front. 13:30 left in the ballgame. On the floor for Northwest is Jordan Ashton, Kyle Schley, Grant Kozad, Matt Wallace, and Bryson Williams. Drake Patterson with the ball for Drury at the left wing. He's being double-teamed now. Bounces past the ball away to Ian Carter. Carter goes into the right block, pulls up from 5 feet. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kyle Schlake. Northwest with the ball now. Matt Wallace running the point guard position. Wallace at the top of the key in between the circles. To the right corner for Schlake. Schlake pulls up from 15 feet with the jumper, and the shot will be no good. Rebounded by Bundy for Drury University. Bundy with the ball now. To the left wing for Adams. Adams gives it to Pierre. Pierre going inside. Gives it to Bundy. He pulls up from three at the top of the key, and the three-point attempt is good from Cameron Bundy. Bundy getting things going now here in the second half. Northwest breaking the press now. Jordan Ashton with the ball. He's at the left wing. Now to Bryson Williams to set up the offense. Williams across the court to the right wing for Matt Wallace. Wallace with the ball, being guarded by Patterson. Wallace dishes it to the left corner for Williams. Williams driving left baseline, kicks it out to Wallace. Now to Ashton at the top of the key. And now a foul will be called on Cameron Bundy as he reached in to try to steal the ball. Now some subs coming your way. Tyler Funk coming in for Northwest, as well as Connor Crooker and Deshaun Cooper. Matt Wallace, Jordan Ashton, and Bryson Williams will come out. And... also, Ben Fisher will check in for Drury, as well as Lonnie Boga. Coming out will be Wendell Pierre. Northwest will have the ball, inbounding it in front of their own bench. Kozad will inbound it. He'll give it to Deshaun Cooper. Cooper running the point now at the left wing. Gets a screen from Kozad, dribbling inside. Gives it to Kozad. Kozad at the left block. Back to Cooper. Cooper at the top of the key. Dribbles inside. Goes up for the shot. And the shot will be... not blocked. They'll call it a jump ball as the defender had the hand on it. Possession arrow in favor of Northwest. So Cooper will inbound it underneath their own basket along the baseline. Now to Connor Crooker in between the circles. Northwest up by 10. To the left wing for Cooper. Cooper pulls up from way outside and he nails it. 57-44 our score. What a shot by Deshaun Cooper from way outside. Fisher with the ball now for Drury. Now to Bundy at the right wing. Bundy bounce pass inside for Carter. Carter back to Bundy. He'll pull up from three. Trying to answer it. Shot no good. Rebounded down low by Deshaun Cooper. Cooper getting the ball out fast now. He'll get it across the timeline to Connor Crooker at the right wing. Now back to Cooper. He's at the left wing. Cooper being guarded by Boga. Now to Connor Crooker at the right wing. Crooker dribbling inside. Bounce pass for Kozad. To left block. Left hook on its way. And good from Grant Kozad. 59-44 our score. Northwest in front over the defending Division II national champions. Cameron Bundy at the right corner. Drives inside. Shot on its way. And a late foul will be called. It will go against Grant Kozad. That will be the third foul on Grant Kozad so far. Couple of subs coming your way. Going to the free throw line will be Cameron Bundy. He'll be shooting two. His first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Zach Schneider checks in for Northwest for Grant Kozad, and coming in for Drury is Sean Osler. On the floor for the Cats is Deshaun Cooper, Connor Crooker, Tyler Funk, Kyle Schlake, and Zach Schneider. Second free throw attempt on its way, and it is good from Cameron Bundy. Really getting things going now here in the second half is Bundy. Full court pressure being applied by Drury. Schneider gets it into to Crooker. Crooker bringing it up himself. Now to Sean Cooper at the left wing across the timeline. Cooper being double-teamed. Now back to Crooker, and now they break the press. High-pressure defense here by Drury, and now they slow things up. Funk with the ball at the top of the key. Now to Crooker at the left wing. Rather, Cooper with the ball. Cooper driving inside, going in with the left, the righty layup, and it's good. Contested lay-in, and he gets it. 61-46 Northwest in front. 10:30 left here in the ball game. Cameron Bundy with the ball at the right wing. Bounce pass inside to the right block for Ian Carter. Carter going up for the shot attempt, and it's good. Two more points for Ian Carter now, and now Drury will steal the ball from Northwest on the full court defense, and it's Fisher going up for the layup, and he's fouled. Shot no good, but he's going to the free throw line shooting two. So Northwest turning the ball over from Drury's full court pressure. That's the seventh team foul already here in the second half for Northwest, and the third on Tyler Funk. First free throw attempt from Fisher is up, and it's no good. Checking in for Northwest is Dylan Starzl as well as Matt Wallace. Schlake and Tyler Funk will come out. Fisher getting ready to shoot his second free throw attempt. It's up, and it is good. More full court pressure here from Drury. They'll get it inbounded to Connor Crooker. Back to Schneider. Schneider with the ball now to the left side for Wallace. Wallace, and it will be stolen from Wallace by Boga. And now Wallace will foul Lonnie Boga as he stole the ball from him. So Boga will be going to the free throw line with a 1-1. Northwest having problems here in the second half breaking the full court press. 61-49 our score. 10-12 left here in the ball game. Checking in for Drury University now is Wendell Pierre, the 6'2" junior out of Port Arthur, Texas. At the free throw line for Drury is Lonnie Boga. He's the senior on this squad. It's a 1-1 situation. Free throw attempt is up, and it is good. 61-50 Northwest in front, up by 11 with 10-12 left in the ballgame. Boga getting set now for his second free throw attempt. Shot is up, and it is good. Drury shooting better from the free throw line here in the second half. Full court press once again. Northwest having problems getting it in. They get it into Matt Wallace. Now he's trapped, and the ball will be knocked away. And they're looking for who it went out on. They'll say it went off of Matt Wallace. So another turnover by Northwest in this full court pressure. And now Grant Kozab will check into the game for the Bearcats. He'll come in for Zach Schneider. So the full court press pays off three times in a row. Now Drury will inbound it in front of their own bench. At the top of the key is Wendell Pierre. Pierre with the ball at the top of the key now in between the circles. Now dishes out to the right corner. Three-point attempt up and no good by Lonnie Boga. Rebounded by Cooper for Northwest. Cooper with the ball now at the left wing. Gets a screen from Grant Kozak. Cooper at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Wallace. Skip pass to Crooker at the left side. Crooker will drive in the middle. Now back to Cooper setting up the offense. Back to Crooker at the left wing. Crooker driving left baseline. Going up for the shot. Now dishes out to Cooper in the right corner for the three-point shot. Shot up and no good. But Cooper was fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line shooting three. Number 42, Ben Fisher, comes up with the foul, and Sean Cooper will go to the free throw line shooting three, but we have a timeout on the floor, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Northwest up 61-51. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out here for the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Northwest Missouri State in front by 10. 61-51 over the defending Division II national champions, the Drury University Panthers. We have 9:34 left in the ballgame. The timeout is on the floor. Deshaun Cooper was fouled on a three-point shot, and he will be going to the free throw line. Both teams are now breaking from their timeout huddles. Northwest on the floor now. On the floor for the Cats is Matt Wallace, Connor Cooker, Deshaun Cooper, Grant Kozad, and Dylan Starzl. So Cooper will be shooting three free throw attempts. He was fouled shooting a three-point shot from the right corner. First free throw attempt is up by Cooper and no good. That was his first free throw attempt of the afternoon. Now he's getting set for his second one. Second free throw attempt is up and it is good. 62-51 our score. Third free throw attempt now from Deshaun Cooper. Shot is up and no good off the back rim. Bundy with the ball now for Drury from our left to our right. Gives it to Drake Patterson. Patterson with the ball at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Bundy. Bundy being double teamed now by Stargill and Matt Wallace. Picks up his dribble. Now to the left wing for Drake Patterson. Patterson now dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass inside for Carter at the right block. Carter working on Dylan Starzl, goes up with the right hook. Shot no good. Rebounded by Connor Crooker. He gives it to Deshaun Cooper, who brings it across the timeline. He's in between the circles. Now to the left corner for Matt Wallace. Wallace gets a screen from Kozad. Wallace trying to get rid of the ball. Gives it to Cooper at the top of the key. They bounce back to Wallace at the left wing. Screen from Kozad again. Screen and roll. Kozad with the ball. Five-footer. Jump shot no good. Rebounded by Bundy for Drury. Now Cameron Adams going inside with the lefty lay-in. Shot is good from Cameron Adams. 62-53 our score. Bearcats in front. Now they get the ball across court in this full court pressure. They get it across the timeline. Kozad with the ball and a foul will be called. A foul will be called on Cameron Adams. Checking in for Northwest is Bryson Williams. He'll come in for Connor Crooker. Wendell Pierre as well as Sean Osler coming in for Drury. And Cameron Adams will come out of the game. That's his fourth foul. Inbound now to Cooper for Northwest. He's in between the circles. Dribbles over to the right side. Now to Matt Wallace near the free throw line. Wallace dish down low to Starzl. Starzl back out to Cooper at the right wing. Cooper gives it to Wallace at the left side. Back to Cooper. Cooper driving inside in the middle of the lane. Kicks out to the left corner for Wallace. Now back to the right wing for Bryson Williams. Williams gives it to Cooper. Cooper driving in along the right side. Goes up for the lay-in. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bundy for Drury University. Bundy bringing it up quick. Now he'll be double-teamed by Kozad and Matt Wallace. And now a wide open lay-in from Sean Osler. Nobody even around, and a timeout will be called on the floor. 62-55 our score with 7:48 left. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Northwest in front, 62-55. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Northwest with the ball. They inbound it. Matt Wallace at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Bryson Williams. Got the ball out pretty quick after the timeout. Cooper now at the left wing for the Bearcats. Cooper dribbles up in between the circles. Now to the right corner for Matt Wallace. Wallace dribbling inside. Bounce pass in for Kozad. Kozad up. Right hook shot is good from Grant Kozad. 64-55. Northwest up by 9. Just over 7 minutes remaining in the ball game. Bundy with the ball for Drury. He goes up for the lay-in, and he will be fouled going inside. And the foul will go against Deshaun Cooper. That will be the third foul on Deshaun Cooper. 19th foul for Northwest. And Cameron Bundy will go to the free throw line with the one. They're going to call it the 1-1. Bundy at the line. Shot is up, and it is good. Bundy getting ready for his second free throw attempt out of this 1-1. Free throw attempt is up, and it is good as well. 64-56, rather 64-57, Northwest in front. Trying to break the full court press. Bryson Williams will bring it up across the timeline. Williams into the right corner. Now to Cooper at the top of the key. Setting up the offense. Matt Wallace now with the ball. In between the circles, setting up the offense. Wallace dribbles to the right side. Looking for someone open. Gives it to Kozad. Now back to Wallace at the right wing. Wallace dribbling inside. Gives it to the left corner for Bryson Williams. Williams to Cooper at the top of the key. Cooper driving inside, going up for the runner. Shot no good. Rebounded by Osler for Drury. Pierre with the ball now for Drury. He's at the right wing. Gives it to Drake Patterson. Osler with the ball at the top of the key, going inside. And the shot is good. High pressure from Grant Kozad, but Osler was able to make the shot. Cutting the gap to 5 now, 64-59, Northwest in front. Big crowd here this afternoon at the O'Reilly Family Event Center for this matchup. Drury, the defending Division II national champions. Now Northwest with the ball. Wallace at the top of the key. Being guarded by Bundy. Wallace, bounce pass inside for Starzl. Starzl goes up for the shot, and he is fouled on the play. Hit in the face. Looked like right in the eyes. He's holding both eyes. So Dylan Starzl will go to the free throw line shooting 2. And he was fouled on the play by Ian Carter. Ian Carter's second foul here this afternoon. 16 foul for Drury. Starzl shakes it off. Now walks to the free throw line. Two shots coming. Starzl's first free throw attempt is up, and it is no good. Carter Crooker checks in for Northwest, and for Drury, Lonnie Boga checks in, Cameron Adams, and Ben Fisher. On the floor for the Cats, Matt Wallace, Connor Crooker, Dylan Starzl, Grant Kozad, and Bryson Williams. Second free throw attempt is up, and it is good from Dylan Starzl. Starzl been quiet here so far in the second half, gotten foul trouble early. 65-59, Northwest in front. At the top of the key is Boga. He'll go inside now. Goes up for the shot. It will be rebounded by Starzl on the miss. Williams now will bring the ball up the backcourt. Starzl still holding both of his eyes. Now Matt Wallace with the ball in between the circles, directing the offense. Bounce pass to the top for Bryson Williams. Williams to the right wing for Wallace. Wallace down inside for Starzl. Starzl working on. Goes up with the left hook. Shot is good. Two more points for Dylan Starzl, increasing Northwest's lead to 8 points. 67-59 our score. Bundy with the ball now. He'll go in for the lefty lay-in. Shot no good. Rebounded by Matt Wallace for Northwest. Just over 5 minutes left here in the ball game. Northwest in front, 67-59. Matt Wallace at the top of the key. Now gives it to Bryson Williams in between the circles. Down to the right wing for Wallace. Wallace to the left wing for Williams. Williams looking down low, but keeps it. Now driving inside, and he'll be fouled on the play by Wendell Pierre. So a timeout taken on the floor. Northwest Missouri State in front, 67-59.
And we will be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back out here at the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, and while we have a little break in the action, we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, Bryston Williams at the line. His free throw attempt is up and good on the 1-1. Northwest with the lead, 68-59. Just under 5 minutes left in the ball game. Big crowd here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center. Second free throw attempt is up from Williams, and the shot is good. Cameron Bundy brings the ball up the floor. Now to Ben Fisher. He pulls up from three at the top of the key. Shot no good. Rebounded by Matt Wallace for Northwest. Things starting to heat up here. Getting close. Northwest has a 10-point lead. They are playing the defending Division II national champions. And they are up by 10. Wallace has the ball at the right wing. Gets a screen from Kozad, dribbles inside, kicks it out to Connor Crooker at the left wing. Crooker gets a screen from Starzl, running the pick and roll. Starzl from 10 feet, now kicks it back out to Crooker. Crooker at the left wing, gets it to Starzl. Starzl pulls up from 15 feet, shot no good, rebounded by Patterson for Drury. Now a foul will be called down low. And this will be a foul called perhaps on Grant Kozad. And it is a foul on Kozad, and that will be his fifth foul. No, correction. That is not his fifth foul. That will be his fourth. A little misreading there. So four fouls on Grant Kozad, and going to the line for the double bonus will be Lonnie Boga. He's a senior guard out of St. Louis, Missouri. Northwest up by 10 with just over 4 minutes remaining. Boga's first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Boga getting set now for his second free throw shot. Shot is on its way, and it is no good off the back rim. Rebounded by Drury. Ben Fisher gets it for Drury. Going down low. Now they'll reset the clock here. Fisher with the ball at the left wing, being guarded by Crooker. Now to the top of the key for Patterson. Patterson, bounce pass down low for Adams, working on Starzl, kicks it out to Boga. Now to Bundy at the top of the key. Bundy goes inside, ball knocked away. Oh my, the ball was knocked out of his hands and it fell in the basket. 2 points, unbelievable. 69-62 our score. Getting all types of rolls, that was a very lucky shot. It was knocked out of his hands and the ball fell in the hoop. Bryston Williams now at the top of the key. Now to the right ring for Wallace. Wallace going inside. Bounce pass down low for Starzl. Starzl goes up. Right hook on its way and good. 71-62 Northwest in front. Just over 3 minutes left in the game. Patterson at the top of the key for Drury. Ball knocked away now and nearly recovered by Williams. And it will go off of Williams' back and out of bounds. It will stay with Drury. Checking in for Northwest now is Deshaun Cooper. He will come in for Connor Crooker. And also coming in for a jury is Wendell Pierre. He'll come in for Drake Patterson. Ian Carter also checks back into the game for a jury.
What a game this has shaped up to be. Northwest up by 9 over the defending Division II national champions. Just over 3 minutes left. Bundy now for Drury at the top of the key. A jam-packed crowd here at the O'Reilly Center. Out the top of the key for Fisher. Fisher goes to the left side, goes inside, bounce pass. Adams down low, goes up for the shot. He is fouled, and the shot will fall. He gets the end one. What a play by Cameron Adams. The 6'6", the 6'5", rather, junior forward out of Fort Smith, Arizona. That foul will go on Bryston Williams. That'll be his second foul. Adams now, the left-handed shooter, going up for his free throw. Shot up and good. Big play there for Drury. Now down by 6. 71-65 our score. 2:56 left in the game. Pulling the four-court press now. Wallace with the ball. Gets it to Williams across the timeline to the right wing. Now Wallace at the top of the key. Now being double-teamed. Gives it to Kozad. Kozad back to Cooper. He'll set up the offense as things slow up now. He'll be guarded by Wendell Pierre. Cooper on the left side. Pierre working hard. Now Cooper goes, kicks it to the left corner for Williams. Back to Cooper at the left wing. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Cooper going inside to Wallace at the right wing. Dish down low for Starzl. Ball knocked away. Recovered by Starzl. He pulls up from three. Off the glass. No good. Bundy with the ball now in the fast break. Cameron Adams goes in for the shot. Shot no good for Drury. And the ball will go out of bounds, but it will remain with Drury University. 71-65 our score, 2:15 left in the game. Inbounding underneath the basket is Pierre. Now he'll inbound to the top of the key for Ian Carter. Now to Bundy, who will direct the offense in between the circles. Bundy going inside now, working on Starzl. Now to Ian Carter to the left wing for Fisher. Fisher pulls up from three, shot up and good. Ben Fisher nails it from outside. Cuts this lead to 3 points. 71-68 our score, just under 2 minutes left in the game. Matt Wallace brings it down the floor in the northwest side now to Cooper at the top of the key. Things getting heated up. 1:45 left in the game. Cooper with the ball at the right wing to Wallace at the free throw line. Wallace being guarded by Ben Fisher. Now to the left wing for Williams. Williams to Cooper, who will go back to the top. 8 seconds on the shot clock now. Cooper driving inside. Pulls up from the outside. Shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Drury. Going the other way, Wendell Pierre at the right wing, being guarded by Cooper. Now being double-teamed, throws it away and picked up by Bundy. Now to the top of the key for Cameron Adams, dish down low for Carter. Carter working on Kozad, shot attempt is up and it's good. 2 points for Ian Carter. 71-70, a one-point game. And now a timeout on the floor taken by Northwest. A 30-second timeout. We're going to take a quick break with them. 1:10 left in the game. 71-70, Northwest in front. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Back out here at Drury University, a one-point game. Now Drury has cut the gap. Northwest still in front, 71-70 with 1:10 left in this game. And this crowd is on their feet. And it is very high intense here as Northwest wind bounded from Drury's side. A full court press coming their way. Into Crooker now. Back to Kozad. Ellen Cooper throws it away. Shot attempt up. And it is good. Drury takes the lead by one. Cameron Bundy with the lay-in. He threw it behind his head. And the ball goes in. Cooper with the ball now for Northwest. And Cooper will throw the ball away. But they will say it goes to Drury. It went off of Cooper's leg and out of bounds. Drury with the ball, 72-71. And now a timeout on the floor taken by Drury University. A 60-second timeout coming your way. Drury has taken the lead in the second half, 72-71. Just under a minute remaining in the game. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Back out here for the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, Northwest Missouri State trailing now by one. Jury up 72-71. Northwest led by as much as 14 points here in this second half. So 54 seconds now in the game. Jury with the ball. They'll bring it up. Is Cameron Bundy with the ball. He scored a lot of points here in the second half. Now to the right wing for Patterson. Patterson back to Ian Carter at the top of the key. Now he'll give it to Bundy. Bundy setting up the offense in between the circles. Bundy now to Ben Fisher. Fisher being guarded by Starzl as well as Cooper. Gives it off to Cameron Bundy. Now to the right wing. Goes Cameron Bundy. Cameron with the ball. Being guarded by Matt Wallace. Bundy now at the top of the key. Drives inside. Goes up for the shot. Shot is good off the glass. A three-point lead now for Drury. 74-71. A timeout on the floor. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanberry.
74-71 our score. Jury with a three-point lead with 24 seconds left in this ball game. Both teams currently still in their timeouts. And what a game this has shaped up to be. Northwest had a 14-point lead over the defending Division II national champions, but they have come back on a storm here of late in the second half. 74-71, our score is where we stand. And what a crowd we have here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center as part of this third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Definitely a great game here this afternoon. Both teams working on the drawing boards right now. And you can only imagine, what they're both feeling right now with 24 seconds left and Drury with a three-point lead. Both teams coming out of the timeouts now on the floor for Northwest is Deshaun Cooper, Connor Crooker, Bryson Williams, Jordan Ashton. And then that's who is on the floor for Northwest. Oh, and Dylan Starzl is also on the floor for the Bearcats. Not running the full court press now. Williams will inbound it down low. On the other side to Cooper. Cooper bringing up the floor. 20 seconds left. Down by three. Cooper at the top of the key. Goes inside. Goes up for the shot. Dishes it out to Ashton. Ashton in the corner. Gives it to Williams. Williams at the left wing to Crooker at the top of the key. Crooker driving inside. Kick out. Top of the key. Three-point attempt up. Shot no good. Rebounded by Drury University, and now a foul. 6.5 seconds left on the clock, and Drury University, up by three, is going to the free throw line, shooting two in the double bonus. Patterson will be at the line shooting two for Drury. First free throw attempt is on its way and no good. Northwest is down by three with 6.5 seconds remaining in the game. Everyone standing on their feet in the O'Reilly Center. Second free throw attempt is up. No good. Rebounded by Northwest. Oh, it goes out of bounds, but it will stay with Northwest. Just 5.9 seconds left. They'll have a chance for one shot. 74-71 our score. And now Cooper is fouled immediately. And he'll be going to the free throw line, shooting two. You got to figure that was the plan there, being down up by three, just foul immediately so they can only shoot two free throws. It's Northwest, down by three, 74-71. Deshaun Cooper at the free throw line. Now Kyle Schlake will check into the game for Northwest. He'll come in for Bryson Williams. Crowd standing on their feet, a packed O'Reilly Center. Cooper at the line. First free throw attempt is on its way. And no good. Rebounded. Oh, and it was hit. And it goes out of bounds. It will stay with Northwest. Starzl went after the rebound, but Cameron Adams for Drury knocked it out of bounds. And Northwest gets a break and will keep the ball. They'll inbound it underneath the basket along the baseline. So Northwest will have the ball underneath the basket, down by three. 4.5 seconds left in the game. One shot coming. They get it to Cooper. Cooper in the left corner. And he'll be fouled. A blocking foul coming. 2.5 seconds left on the clock. Cooper going back to the free throw line. Kyle Schlake will check back into the game. As Bryson Williams will come back out. Deshaun Cooper at the free throw line in the 1-1. Free throw attempt up and good. Northwest trail by two now, 74-72, 2.5 seconds left on the clock. Schlake is in the low block as well as Starzl. Cooper at the free throw line, Cooker and Jordan Ashton on the outside. Second free throw attempt is up. Misses on purpose. Shot attempt is up, and the shot is waved off. And now they're going to say a lane violation on Northwest. And so the shot no good, and it will go to Drury ball. Timeout taken on the floor. Northwest trail by two, 74-72, with 2.5 seconds remaining. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Northwest trail by two. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Bearcats trail by two, 74-72 to the defending Division II national champions, Drury University Panthers. Now Drury University going to inbound the ball with 2.5 seconds. You got to imagine a foul right away from Northwest. They inbound it, and a foul immediately by Dylan Starzl. 1.9 seconds remaining on the clock. Starzl picks up the foul. It'll be his fourth, and going to the free throw line will be Ian Carter. 6'6" senior out of Fort Smith, Arizona. So he'll be shooting two in the double bonus. First free throw attempt is up and no good. So Northwest still a chance here. Down by two. 1.9 on the clock. Carter getting set here to make to attempt a second free throw shot. Carter at the line. Free throw attempt on its way. And no good. Off the front rim. Rebounded by Connor Crooker. And the full court shot. The clock runs out. Drury University has won it. 74-72. Drury University comes out victorious over Northwest Missouri State. What a game. What a performance by both squads. Northwest had a 14-point lead at one point in the second half. Drury comes back and wins this game by two, 74-72 our score. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Center at Drury University, the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Northwest Missouri State men fall 74-72 to Drury University. What a game we had here this afternoon. Northwest led by as much as 14 in the second half, but Drury is able to come out on top as they win this game by a score of 74-72. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have your full halftime report. Right after this, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Events Center at the campus of Drury University, and Northwest Missouri State University falls 74-72 to Drury University. Now sitting next to the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. Coach McCollum, just a tough game here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, I thought our kids competed pretty well. I thought we, for about 35 minutes, executed a game plan, and then for about 5 minutes, we just mentally, we just mentally slipped and couldn't finish the game. You know, I mean, a huge turnover late, multiple huge turnovers late, missed free throws. Just, it's not good enough to win the game. So, you know, I'm proud of our kids' effort, though, and hopefully we can regroup.
Now, we saw a lot of execution out of Starzl in the first half. He had a lot of points in the first half. Now, it seemed like we had just an unfortunate break of getting in foul trouble in the second half.
Yeah, you know, I felt like, he got in foul trouble and we couldn't get it to him. And, you know, that's what happens. And, you know, in our offense, we got to make sure we get it to the big guys or penetrate and pitch. And, you know, the second half, we struggled to score a little bit. And that's part of it. You know, part of our game is going to the free throw line. And, you know, it just, you know, the bumps and checks and stuff like that, that's part of our game. And, it's a tough game.
Now, it seemed on defense for North, for you guys, you really were tightened up man-to-man and actually pulled up some double teams, especially on the high and low, and it was really effective in the first half. What changes did Drury make that they were able to get around that in the second half?
I don't know. They turned us over, scored off of our turnovers. That's where they got most of their points. And, you know, we just got tired and couldn't complete it. You know, we didn't have anybody play over 30 minutes and we got tired. I don't know how that happened. So we either got to get in better shape or, you know, learn how to close a little bit better.
Now, tomorrow you take on Truman State. What do you take out of this game going into tomorrow?
Not a lot. You know, I mean, just the fact we can't take this loss into tomorrow.
We got to make sure we understand that, hey, it's a two-game tournament, and, you know, now you got to come out and win the next.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That was Coach Ben McCollum here on the Bearcat Radio Network, and we'll be right back for our full halftime report right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about things he's thankful for.
It is the Thanksgiving season, and a great time to really reflect on all the blessings that we have and gratitude. And I've had an opportunity to go meet with a variety of partners, but also then some donors and friends in Chicago. And, you know, I think about the legacy of the last 108 years or so of Northwest Missouri State and the region, and it's huge. And so I give thanks to our region because, you know, the Northwest Missouri and the surrounding regions are so very special. And you and I talk about, you know, how important university is to the community, to the region, but vice versa. I mean, it's all part of that relationship that's so special. So I can certainly start there, and then we can go on from there, John. I mean, our students, I'll tell you what, I'm just so thankful for our students because they're Bearcats, and they understand the Bearcat legacy. And, you know, as they go through their learning process, they understand that the green and white Bearcat Nation, for what we stand, is very, very important. So students, critical, and obviously you have to focus on your people, faculty, and staff. And I think as you look around the research, most organizations talk about people being their greatest asset. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, most organizations really do believe that. But at Northwest, there's no question that faculty play a very special role, as do staff, in the development of our students and in our mission of focusing on student success every student, every day. So the people side, just absolutely critical, John. And, you know, that extends into our alumni and friends, family, 70,000 plus strong.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Center for the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic here in the postgame show. Northwest Missouri State falls to the defending Division II national champions of Drury University Panthers by a close score of 74-72. And what a game this was this afternoon, folks. Northwest had as much as a 14-point lead in the second half, but Drury, late in the game, able to come back and take the victory. Two-point game. You can't expect much more out of a game like that. And just a packed crowd here really got things riled up, and you could really feel the energy. Down the board for the stat line for Northwest, Deshaun Cooper ended up the evening with 13 points. He also had 5 rebounds and 3 assists. Bryson Williams had 8 points for the Bearcats with 2 points, or 2 rebounds rather, 1 assist and 2 steals. Connor Crooker ended up with 10 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists for Northwest. Also had a steal on defense. Kyle Schlake had 1 bucket, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and also had an assist. Dylan Starzl had most of the scoring for Northwest, 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Matt Wallace with 2 points, 2 rebounds, also had 3 assists. And rounding out the scoring for Northwest, Grant Kozad with 14 points. He had 2 assists and also 4 rebounds. Now to the Drury side of the ball. They won this game 74-72, and they kept Cameron Bundy in check in the first half. Only 6 points in the first half, but he came out in the second half on the storm. He is the leading scorer on this team at 18.5 per game. They hold him to 6 points in the first half. He ends the afternoon with 23 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and also had a steal. Lonnie Boga ended up with 8 points and also had 4 assists. Ian Carter with 10 points. Cameron Adams ended up on the afternoon with 14 points with 4 rebounds and also had a steal. Mike Newellaway ended up with 3 points. Wendell Pierre ended up with 2 points. Osler with 5. And Ben Fisher, the short point guard, with 9 points and 3 rebounds. Drury University gets the victory here this afternoon over Northwest Missouri State, 74-72. We'll be right back with our extra effort award right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, Northwest Missouri State falls 74-72 in this third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, Game 1 for Northwest, and it was an intense game, taking on the defending Division II national champions, and they nearly pulled it off. They were up by as much as 14 in the second half, but they do end up falling 74-72. Now for our extra effort award, we're going to give this afternoon to Dylan Starzl. Starzl was a big part of this offense and team here in the first, and he got in foul trouble at the beginning of the second half, but he did come back late in the second half and provided another big spark for the offense. He ended up with 23 points on the afternoon, picked up 6 rebounds, 1 assist, and just a great performance by Dylan Starzl. He got into foul trouble there early in the second half. He ended up with 4 fouls. He didn't foul out. He was 9 of 12 from the floor. He shot 75% from the floor, played 29 minutes, and also was 5 of 8 from the free throw line, 62.5% from the free throw line. So Dylan Starzl, our extra effort award winner here this afternoon. Northwest Missouri State loses 74-72 in a tight, close battle against Drury University, and we'll be right back for the rest of our postgame show to wrap it up. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at AnheuserBusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Motors.
Back into the postgame show here. Northwest Missouri State loses to Drury 74-72 in a close battle. And we're here to wrap it up here. And Missouri Western women on the floor warming up. They're going to take on Drury University here in this game three this afternoon. But back to the Northwest game, just a close game altogether. And, you know, you got to anticipate a big matchup tomorrow. Northwest at 1 o'clock will take on Truman State. We'll have that coverage for you right here. You'll be able to listen to that game online at kxcv.org, because tomorrow afternoon at noon, the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team will have playoff action at home against Minnesota Duluth, and you'll be able to listen to that on the Bearcat Radio Network. So you can catch tomorrow's basketball game, here a part of the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, online at kxcv.org. Northwest Missouri State falls this afternoon to the defending Division II national champion, 74-72. We would like to thank everybody a part of the broadcast here this afternoon, as well as Sarah Tomok back in the studio engineering the game for us. That will wrap it up here at for this game one here at the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic at Drury University. Northwest falls 74-72. I'm Brent Barnett for the Bearcat Radio Network.